don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, December 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Charco Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Christmas Eve, And I have a confession with you guys. Vicky and I have been so busy getting ready for January 2nd, getting ready for her first day in office as the Antrim County Clerk. Vehicles, been dealing with all kinds of stuff happening with the vehicles. Thank God I've got the winter snow tires on. Snow is falling, gray, little light snow falling outside the studio window this morning. We have not put up our Christmas tree yet. And I said, you know, I think what we're going to do is we're going to start a new tradition. We've been married for 40 years. And it's time for a new tradition when it comes to Christmas. And she's like, okay, what is that? She's all frustrated. Normally the house is decorated. All of the little Christmas ornament things are out. The tables are got their little knickknacks out that she puts out. She's got a huge plastic bin full of these things she decorates with. Christmas is what it's listed. Then she's got another large bin for the Christmas tree. Haven't even touched them yet. Now, I know many of you already have your Christmas tree up. Congratulations. Good for you. But I said, no, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put up the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. That's what we're going to do. We are going to put up the tree on Christmas Eve. And so that's where we're at. Things have just been so crazy busy. All the running around that we've been doing. We have a new sponsor. We're going to talk about that today. Actually, Stacy from Dr. Gary Willie's chiropractic office in Sheboygan will be on the show tomorrow morning. Christmas Day show. Then we're back to 2 days, Thursday and Friday, we'll be on the air. Wednesday, of course, Christmas Day, we won't. We have a special Jerry Stewart Christmas Day show lined up for you guys. So we're going to put up the tree tomorrow night. After work, we're done. We're going to relax on Christmas Day. We're going to be spending time talking with family. We're not necessarily going to see them in person because everybody's going in every which direction this year. The economy is good. People are out shopping. The lines are long. Family's got things happening all over the country. People traveling. It's going to be a great Christmas. But we just haven't got there yet. We're going to make it a priority tomorrow, Christmas Eve. So are you guys in that boat, or have you already done your Christmas decorating? The lights are up. The tree is up. You guys are done, or are you in the boat where Vicky and I are? So One of the things I think we're looking at here is the process. Son-in-law Mike says, I got mine up yesterday all by myself. Yes, because, of course, Tori is busy and Tyler's busy and everybody's busy. I get it, brother. I understand totally. I understand. But a lot of people are in the same predicament, I think. So we'll see. We'll talk about that. Actually, in the second hour, we're going to be talking about Missy, and she even has a confession to make. So we'll hear what she has to say. And we've got final wrap-up of the lame duck session. Senators wrapping it up today. Procedurally, we're going to talk about all that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Greg downstate, he said they are all done for Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and Miss Vicky. Well, same to you, Greg. Merry Christmas to you guys. Good for you. All done. That's great. But one of the things I think is happening is people are excited about Christmas. The spending, they're saying, is through the roof. The Black Friday sales, the in-store sales, the lines, people are spending money. I don't know if it's actual money or credit cards or whatever, but they're saying this is going to potentially break records as far as being one of the best Christmas spending seasons in a long time. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, text me if you have or if you haven't, just let me know. People seem to be in a much better mood. Even people standing in line, in the long lines. I was at TJ Maxx the other day in Traverse City. There's like 50, 60 women standing in line and two guys, me and another guy. If we were single, it was definitely a Target-rich environment, I could tell you that. But people were laughing and joking with one another. And people were shopping, even though people were standing in line going all the way down the aisle. People were cutting through the line and going across the other aisle to shop. People were letting them through. Everybody was having a good time. Restaurants. Went out to eat a couple times while we were there in Traverse City. Places were packed. People were spending money on food, eating out. It just seems to be a sense of relief. I don't know. Have you noticed it? I have. This is what I've been seeing. So, bottom line is, why? Well, I think the election, where the people felt like they took their country back. A lot of people voted for Harris. A lot of people voted for Trump. The numbers were huge. But the agenda of what he ran on and the cabinet selections and having them already go and visit with the U.S. senators for confirmation hearings that are coming up. It just seems like the country's going in a different direction. Foreign leaders coming to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Donald Trump. Remember, 5 years ago, there was a horrific fire at the cathedral there in France, Notre Dame. Went through an extensive rebuilding. I mean, I'm talking complete rebuild, basically. Stone workers, the wet plaster, all the things that had to be completely redone after the carpentry was finished in rebuilding it and restoring it, they say it's even more impressive than it was the original. Donald Trump goes there. Dr. Joe Biden goes and represents the White House. Even the Bidens and Trump are getting along. Both Dr. Jill and Joe Biden will be attending the inauguration. Things that are happening with world leaders already reaching out and talking to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, for all practical purposes, folks, is the acting president right now. Two national stories I followed over the weekend. This continuing resolution, this budget situation that they were facing on Friday night. Were they negotiating and talking with Joe Biden? No. They were talking to Donald Trump. Was Donald Trump happy with what they did? Not at all. But what they did is they passed something to get us through the crisis until we get to January. When he gets sworn in on January 20th, after the Electoral College votes on January 6th, then he is the president. And they will be prepared to do something the end of January, the beginning of February. It's just a completely different dynamic. A completely different situation that's happening. some of the nominees that he's put up appointments to be heads of these various bureaucratic agencies, departments. The left is just freaking out. Elon Musk being involved in the Trump administration, him and Vivek Ramaswamy, Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, all the cuts, the elimination of spending in certain areas, bureaucratic departments, digging in, going in there, analyzing, and making recommendations to the president and to Congress and to the U.S. Senate. Things are going to be different in this administration compared to the first one. Why? Because Donald Trump was a newbie. He was new to politics. He was new to Washington, D.C. They jerked him around on some of his appointments for so long, he didn't even get a full cabinet until almost 2 years into his first term. Not going to happen this time. Not going to happen this time. They're hitting the ground running. Look at gas prices already. I use the Gas Buddy app. Traverse City, $2.75 a gallon. $2.75, $2.78. The signs are still posted at, you know, $2.89, whatever. It's below $3 for Christmas of 2024. They're saying, based on certain policies that he's going to do with energy, they're talking about $2 a gallon by spring, for sure by summer. $2 a gallon. Unbelievable. $2.50 is coming. You get down to $2.50 and filling up the tank is going to be a heck of a lot more affordable. Less than $50. Well, guess what? People will have more discretionary money in their pockets as opposed to be pumping the gas pump at $3.50, $3.60, the stupid numbers we were at. We're already saving money, and he's not even sworn in yet. Now, what do we have going on in the state? I'm so happy you asked. The Senate and the House have basically ended their legislative session until the very last day of the year, December 31st. The House is 1 o'clock. The Senate is 1:30. That's a procedural thing because the House is already done for the year. They're not there today. They're not there tomorrow. The senators are just wrapping up what they finished on Friday from a procedural standpoint. Marathon 29-hour Senate session passed 90 bills. 312 were on the docket. They were reading them as fast as they could, lighting up the board. Please vote. Having been duly elected and voted, the bill passed. 20-18. All kinds of things happening. Well, this is very interesting, and we've got pulled up kind of a synopsis story of what they did in those 29 hours. The Senate 29-hour-long session saw more than 90 bills passed through the third reading and ended with the announcement that the chamber will adjourn sine die on Monday, December 30th. The marathon session, spanning 10 a.m. on Thursday until 3 p.m. on Friday, was cheered on by House Democrats who were unable to establish a quorum in their own chamber last week, thus preventing them from passing a single bill since last Friday. The session was the longest legislative session since the House prolonged the income tax vote back in 2007. Half the bills the Senate passed moved along party lines, 20 to 18. Out of the 90 bills, only 13 were unanimous, bipartisan agreement. Along the way, Republicans were not encouraging swift passage of the bills. They attempted to make several amendments, made numerous public comment statements, and even had several bills read in their entirety. They wanted them to read the bill, all of it. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, the Republican from Lawton, spoke against nearly every single bill, slowing the pace of the session to a slow, methodical walk. Even though it was fast to me when they first started with the roll call votes, well, it ended up 29 hours long. One full straight day plus 5 hours, they were in session. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, her message to the House of Representatives evolved after session on Friday, expressing a big disappointment. But again, agreed with the sentiment that the work she does is always unpredictable. Every day I get up and come to work, and I do the best I can with what I got. And that's something I've learned from my mom growing up, and it served me very well, Brink said. Sometimes the reality is we come up short when it comes to counting 20 votes here or 56 in the House, and ultimately getting one governor's signature. Brinks said 247, 247 Senate bills were at the House's disposal to approve and to send to the governor. And they didn't get to do it. 247 bills. One thing that she did note, I wouldn't say that all the bills were necessarily vital or critical to our agenda. I wouldn't say that. But when asked if she thinks it'll be easier to work with a Republican House majority than it was to work with the chamber's Democratic leadership in recent weeks, no, I wouldn't say that. Brink said the legislature will be exploring big ideas with bipartisan support, such as a long-term solution for road funding, a conversation that started in the final push of 2024. She said she's willing to work with anyone that will work productively and honestly toward solutions. We're going to get into that. More of this story. What is going to happen in January with the Republican majority in the House? We'll get into all of it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning